Thanks everybody for joining. We'll just wait here a minute or so to make sure everybody that wants to get connected can get on, and then we'll go ahead and start with the graduation meeting.
Good afternoon, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. I think we'll get started. It's a little after 12:30 now. So first of all, I'm Mary Wendt. I'm the assistant registrar here at NIAC. And I just wanna thank you for taking time out to come to this meeting this afternoon. We know you all have busy schedules and we'll try to keep this as brief as possible, but we do wanna give you some details about the upcoming commencement ceremonies. We also want you to know that this meeting is being recorded and it will be put out on a link on our graduation page on the website, so that if you have friends asking or whatever, it will be out on that page as soon as we can get it out there. We also ask that if you would just keep your mute button on while we're discussing a few of the details. And then if you have questions, please put them in the chat or we'll visit with you after the meeting as well. We just first want to thank you for choosing NIAC and to extend our sincere congratulations to all of you for your upcoming graduation. We truly hope you've had an enjoyable time at NIAC. I know it's been challenging through the pandemic, but you've handled it so well and have gotten to this goal. And we're very, very proud of you for that. By now you should have received a letter from the registrar's office indicating your degree, your name, and hometown as you want it printed in our commencement program and other publications, as well as the ceremony that you will be attending. So pay close attention to that letter as well. We also have sent out several emails and texts indicating how to locate the important graduation information on the NIAC website. We have an actual graduation page, which gives a lot of the details. So if you read through that, you'll also read through some of the important information coming up for this May 6th. There is a document out on the website called Instructions for Graduates Who Are Participating in the Ceremony. So that is one particular document to read through very thoroughly. And it gives more of the logistics of the ceremony. So please just use that graduation page as a guide for the upcoming ceremony. Today, we just wanna go over a few details about those graduation ceremonies on Friday, May 6th. We will be having two commencement ceremonies this year, one for the career technical graduates, and that is at 3 p.m. on May 6th. This will also include the pinning of the ADN and LPN and medical assistant graduates. It's a nice ceremony inclusive of our career technical ceremony. The arts and science ceremony is at 5:30 p.m. Again, it was noted on your letter from the registrar's office as to which ceremony you are expected to be at. The dates to pick up your cap and gown, PTK stoles, and other cords are on Monday, May 2nd at 9 to noon, and that will be in the Muse Norris Center. If you can't pick it up that day, we also have Tuesday, May 3rd from 1 to 3. And if those 2 days don't work, please stop by the records office from 8 to 5 the rest of the week through Thursday and pick up your cap and gown and cords and so forth. If you are eligible for the various cords that will be worn that evening, you will be picking them up at the same location, as I stated. The graduation recognition cords identify the graduation candidates for various honors. Honor cords are available in the following areas. We have the Phi Theta Kappa Gold Cord, and this is for the members of Phi Theta Kappa. They will also be wearing a stole that evening as well. Highest honors cord, that will be a blue cord, and that is for students that completed the fall 2021 semester with a 3.5 cumulative GPA or above. The honors cord, which is white, is for students that completed the fall 21 semester with a 3.25 to a 3.49 cumulative GPA. We have a trio cord, and that is a red and black cord, and that is for all students who have been members of the TRIO Student Support Services Group. We have a military service cord, and that is red, white, and blue. A volunteer service cord, which is silver cord, and an SL, National Society of Leadership cord. And those cords, it is my understanding that are purchased by the students in that society. NIAC will identify those students who are eligible for Phi Theta Kappa honors and with highest honors. But for the volunteer service cord, you must complete a volunteer service form and return it to the student development office. And that would be Sandy in the student development office. And you may also download this particular form on our graduation website as well. The military cords are given by self-identifying your military service when you are picking up that cord. You will not be allowed in the ceremony with any type of writing or symbols on the top of your mortarboard. NIAC does not allow that. So we please ask that you respect that rule. For our international graduates, you will be given a ribbon with a flag of your country and the United States. And you will be receiving this. It's a ribbon that you wear around your neck, and you will be receiving this at the Blue and Gold Diversity Recognition Dinner that is on April 26th. You will wear this for the ceremony and then just keep it as a gift from NIAC. If you are unable to attend this particular dinner, we will be also distributing those ribbons at the area where you will be preparing for the processional at on commencement day. Your country's flag will also be displayed in the back of the gym during the commencement ceremonies, and you will also be recognized during the ceremony. If any of your guests would find it difficult to sit in the bleachers in the gymnasium, please stop at the records office, and we will give you either one or two reserved tickets. Tickets are very limited, and our seating in that area is limited. So we can really only seat one or two of your family that, you know, may not find it comfortable sitting in the bleachers. The other opportunity we have is that they may sit in the auditorium and with very comfortable seating, and our commencement ceremony will be live streamed in the auditorium, which is used also by many of our guests. The ceremonies will begin promptly at the two designated times, 3 and 5:30. And so please be at the recreation center in the lower courts area to prepare for the processional by 2:15 for the 3 o'clock ceremony and 4:45 for the 5:30 ceremony. Since parking is a bit limited on commencement day, we ask that the graduates try to park in the west parking lot by the Papa John Center or by the Career Center and give our guests opportunity to have the parking spaces in front of the gymnasium lobby doors. The doors of the gym will open to guests at the same time that you need to be at the rec center. So that's 2:15 and 4:45. And this year there is no limit on the number of guests that you can invite this year. NIAC will be live streaming both the commencement ceremonies on the NIAC YouTube channel. All they need to do is to follow that link on our graduation page on the website. There are no locked areas or places to keep personal items. So please give those to your family and friends before the ceremony so that they will be kept safe on that. There will be many NIAC staff to help you get lined up in the processional and give you directions throughout the day or throughout getting ready for the processional as well. The first thing you need to remember is to pick up your name card when you come to the rec center, and that will be in the lower level as well, alphabetically. Be sure to keep the name card with you during the ceremony, as you will be handing it to Borden Plunkett, who will announce your name as you cross the stage. Mr. Plunkett, who is one of our communication skills faculty, will be available in that area where you pick up your name card. If you want to visit with him about the pronunciation of your name so that he makes sure that he, indicates your name correctly as you cross the stage. There will be also an area on the backside of that for our photographer in regards to address and so forth. The honor recognition during the ceremony will be PTK, the NSL honors, and Hall of Fame candidates. Those graduates Hall of Fame is those graduates with all A's on their record through midterm of this semester. Also recognized will be the Ambassador Transfer Scholarships. And by the way, the Hall of Fame candidates have just been, we have gone through the records, and those letters will be going out this week yet for Hall of Fame. After all of the final evaluations have been processed, you graduate with a cumulative GPA of 3.25 to a 3.49 with honors, and with a 3.5 and above, it's with highest honors. And that notation is on your academic record, along with Hall of Fame. If you happen to be a mid-year graduate graduating in December, you will obviously be receiving an additional diploma as you cross the stage, the cover. So since you've already been mailed your diploma, if you want to just give back the diploma cover back to a NIAC staff afterwards, that would be great. If you wish to have a final transcript released after the after you graduate, either stop at the records office and fill out the appropriate form, or go to the NIAC website and click on Student Life, then click on Transcript Request Form. All our graduates' names are published in Mason City Globe Gazette, as well as the hometown papers, based on the hometown that you indicated on your graduation application. Just a note that there will be extra commencement programs available if you want to give some to your family that are not able to attend the ceremony or want an extra copy. Just stop by the records office for that. Again, I just want to extend my very best wishes to you all. And at this time, Michelle Petznik, our registrar, will visit with you more about some of the actual logistics of the ceremony. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. This afternoon, I'd like to just go over a few of the details regarding the graduation ceremony itself. I'm going to just briefly walk through the program, but please remember to take a few minutes to look over the online instructions that Mary talked about. And all that information is on the NIAC website, and you can just do a search on graduation information, kind of where the link was for this as well, and we'll have all information pertinent to graduation on that website. But prior to the processional starting, you'll form two lines in the rec center where you will meet. There will be NIAC staff assisting with this process, so please listen carefully for instructions of when you need to start lining up. For the health sciences and CTE ceremony, staff will assist to ensure that you are lining up by your academic program. And for the arts and sciences ceremony, you can line up in any order and stand next to anyone. NIAC staff will lead you from the rec center to the east entrance of the gym where the ceremony is going to take place. The processional music will begin at the start of the ceremony, which will cue the administration, NIAC board members, legislators, and faculty to enter the gym and then go ahead and proceed to the stage. All graduates will be led into the gym by Lisa Vance and Dr. Delilah Sajadian. For each ceremony, graduates will process from both gym doors on the east side of the gym, so on the side with the concession stand. For the CTE health ceremony, NIAC staff will ensure that our ADN students, our practical nursing students, and our med assistant graduates are split into two even groups at each door on the east side of the gym. Following these groups that are involved in the pinning portion of the ceremony will be the speakers, singers, and remaining graduates. Everyone will proceed to the first row of seating on the floor and be directed into the rows following. So please make sure you fill in every seat and don't leave any gaps or chairs open for seating on the floor. Once you get into the gym, you'll remain standing through the color guard and the national anthem. Dr. Schultz will then approach the podium and start the program and direct you to be seated. Please note that there will be programs and alumni gifts on the chairs at each ceremony. At that time, Dr. Schultz will provide a brief welcome, followed by a welcome from the member of the NIAC Board of Trustees. Next, a division chair or NIAC faculty member will introduce the first student speaker to provide a student address. After the first student speaker, then the NIAC singers will come to the stage to perform their selection. And after they have sung their selection and returned to their seats, a NIAC division chair or NIAC faculty member will introduce the second student speaker to provide a student address. And there will be two student speakers at each of the ceremony. Then Dr. Charlene Widener, Vice President for Academic Affairs, will announce our honor students, which include Hall of Fame, National Society of Leadership and Success, Phi Theta Kappa, and graduate transfer scholarships. After these recognitions, she will then present you as a class for candidacy. Before the presentation of the pins and degrees, Born Plunkett will announce for everyone to be seated except the entire first row of graduates. The first row only will remain standing and proceed to the stage from the right. There will be student ushers that will direct you one row at a time to go forward and receive your pin, degree, or diploma. For the health sciences ceremony, the associate degree in nursing, practical nursing, and med assistant students will all receive their pins right before they go on stage. You will proceed to the stage from the right side where you will hand Born Plunkett, who's going to announce our names, your name card as you walk across the stage to receive your diploma cover. Dr. Schultz will hand you your diploma cover while being photographed. Please try to remember to look at the photographer as you will have the opportunity to purchase these images from Tim McConnell Photography if you want to do so. Upon receiving your cover, you will exit the stage and be led into the West Gym Hall where another photo will be taken. And then after the photo, you will return to your seat where you can immediately be seated. Please note that you will receive a congratulatory note from our NIAC Alumni Association inside your diploma cover. This is not your final diploma. Your final degree evaluation will not be completed until after all final grades are submitted. Once this has been verified, we will mail your diploma to your home address within 6 to 8 weeks of final grades. Those are due on May 10th, so once those are all in, we'll go ahead and review your graduation evaluation to determine your final degree. Once all of the graduates have returned to their chairs, Dr. Schultz will present you as the class of 2022. And then the recessional music will begin. NIAC faculty, board members, legislators, and administration will exit first out the West Gym door, and then graduates will be directed by Lisa Vance and Dr. Delilah Sajadian to exit the gym, beginning with the last rows and exiting out the two East Gym doors where you came in. So instead of how you came in, the last rows towards the back will exit first. And again, there will be student ushers that are there to kind of help with this process. Once you're out into the hall, please immediately return your stool if you're a Phi Theta Kappa graduate to Sandy Harrington at the concession stand on the east side of the gym. Otherwise, as graduates, you can keep your cap, gown, tassels, and cords. Please remember that NIAC has taken pride in having a very dignified graduation ceremony. We're all looking forward to celebrating you and your accomplishments with your family and friends. Next, Andrea Mejica, Assistant Director of Institutional Advancement, would like to share information about the NIAC Alumni Association and the graduation reception being held between the two ceremonies.
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, class of 2022. We're excited to honor you. I'm Andrea Mojica, as Michelle said. I'm actually a graduate of the class of 1983, and I know that sounds really old. But it's fun to be here at the school I attended and direct the Alumni Association now as part of the assistant director of the foundation. So on behalf of the entire Alumni Advisory Board, I want to say congratulations on your upcoming graduation. You did it. You joined more than 32,000 graduates and countless others who've benefited from NIAC since 1918. And some people will say to me, isn't that number kind of low? We didn't start entering people into the actual system that we use now until the 1960s. So there are more, but we do know we've got documented the 32,000 on the alumni side. So more on that later, but one of the things that I like to talk about is number one, the graduation reception that we hold. We've not been able to do that for the last couple of years, of course, because of the pandemic. So we're excited to be back and honoring you in between both of the ceremonies this year. The graduation reception will be held from 4 to 5. Kind of a nice way, in the I like to describe it as kind of a downtime before you either go on to the stage and walk across and get your diploma, because it can be a little stressful and nerve-wracking, or kind of just a celebration afterwards. So some people will be celebrating after, some will be celebrating beforehand, but this is a way to get people together and just think about your accomplishments, enjoying the time with your family and friends. We will have areas where you can take photos. There are a couple different spots. We'll have a backdrop as well. So that's kind of another fun touch. People will be there to help you if you have questions about things. And of course, this would be at the the reception. And if your ceremony is prior, people will be there to help. But if you join us prior to the second ceremony, we'll be able there to answer questions to get you going for you to get on stage and get your diploma. So like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about the membership in the Alumni Association, and Michelle alluded to the fact that there will be some gifts on your chair from the Alumni Association. We're excited to honor you, and it's one of the things that the Alumni Association does is, like I say, give this gift, which we kind of fell into because of COVID, but we're excited to be able to give this out every year. One of the things that I kind of want to show you that you're going to see on your chair is this postcard. And if you would take note of this, fill it out. It doesn't matter if you fill it out that day, because I know there's a lot of hubbub that goes on with graduation and moving parts and people getting where they need to be. And you're with your relatives or your friends or whatever, but take time to fill that card out so that we can know where you end up. And what do I mean by that? I think one of the biggest things is for us is our database. We have thousands upon thousands of records in our database, and we'd like to know your correct email and your correct address and all of the correct information on you, so we can have our database to be as updated as possible, because all of the other things will come back as return mail. And in the day and age with postage, what it costs, you know that things cost a lot to mail. We'd like to get it right the first time when we send something out. We try really hard, and we employ actually a person to help us track things down. So if you would send that postcard back to us, we would just really appreciate it. And as a NIAC alum, we know that you care about NIAC and want us to do the best here that we can after you leave us. We do also want to make sure we can communicate with you about things you might be interested in. And that postcard will help us stay in touch with you. There's a piece on the postcard at the very bottom, which you can consider joining the Alumni Association. It's free to join. And the benefits to it are just kind of keeping up on what's going on at NIAC. We do have slated, as far as the Alumni Advisory Board, some kind of cohort reunions. And what do I mean by that? If you were in a cohort of automotive, we would do a reunion for the automotive department. So we're looking at how do we engage folks, not in per class per se, but maybe by major. We're trying to figure that part out. But like I said, please use that card to keep in touch with us, give us the updated information as you get ready to leave NIAC. Each year, the Alumni Association supports the Pathways to Success event, the graduation reception, like I told you about, and also the NIAC In Touch magazine, where there'll be lots of things featured in that. And that's of interest because you can see people that you might remember, you might even be part of it. So just keep in touch with us and we can make sure we can get in touch with you when we have ideas of what we want to feature in the In Touch as well. Consider following our Facebook page, which is at NIAC Alumni. You could find us that way. I know not everyone uses Facebook, but it's also a way for us to easily post, you know, numerous photos maybe at the same time than trying to get them on Instagram or doing them in another social media aspect. Always wanting to bump our number of followers on the alumni page, so please consider doing that and sharing that with your fellow classmates or friends who you've gone to school here with. Make sure you tell the grads that aren't on this call today that they can join the Alumni Association as well. The website, if you just go on the NIAC website and type in alumni, you're going to hit our page. There's ways for you to join the Alumni Association, but there's also ways for you to let us know updates about you. When you get a new job, when you get married and have children, whatever that looks like for you, we want to share in those lifetime events with you. There are sections to the NIAC In Touch that reflect that. You are promoted at work, whatever that looks like. Those are the ways we stay in touch and can share in the fun, lifelong things that you have going on. Let's see here. I'm just checking my notes to make sure I've not forgotten anything. Again, please feel free to join us at the Alumni Association sponsored graduation reception. And come and just kind of let loose a little bit so that you're ready to either go across the stage or just celebrate that you just made it through. Okay. Like I say, there will be areas for photo opportunities. People be there to answer questions, have some cake, some lemonade, and just enjoy this time because you won't get it back. You'll move on and everybody goes their separate directions. So enjoy it while you're here. And make the best of that day. So on behalf of the Alumni Association Advisory Board, I just want to say congratulations. We wish you luck and continued success.
Thanks, Andrea and Michelle. At this time, are there any questions you have for any of us in regards to the upcoming commencement?
Mary, can I just say a short, quick piece too? I would encourage everybody, there's an Excellence in Service survey out on Trojan Homes, out on the NIAC portal. If you would please take a minute and look at that, it gives you the opportunity as a NIAC graduate to go ahead and nominate either a faculty member or a staff member that has greatly affected your time here at NIAC to receive some recognition. So if you each take a minute to do that, that would be great. You could nominate one or both, however you'd like to do that.
Very good. Again, any questions?
Mary, there was one in the chat. I don't know if you answered it about the Globe Gazette.
Yes, I did. And also, one was asking where the reception is. It's in the Muse Norris Center, correct, Andrea?
Yes, and for any of you that don't know where that is, it's where you probably attended orientation, but it's right kind of, I don't know, off to the right of the gymnasium if you're walking into the gym from the concession stand area. So you'd go to your right. There'll be people there to direct.
Right. We have one that is where to pick up cap and gown. Again, that is also in the Muse Norris Conference Center in the main area of classrooms. And you'll find it, we'll have signs up for that too, but that is in the Muse Norris Center as well on May 2nd and 3rd. We have somebody that doesn't recall receiving a letter. Please stop at the records office and have them check that right away. We need to have you check that right away because yes, you should have received a letter several weeks ago, actually. How do we know if we get a cord? It was based on some of the explanation I gave you on the honor and honor cords today based on GPA. If you have a question about that, that can also be answered at the records office too, based on your GPA, if you are unaware of that. And PTK, you have to be a member of PTK or the NSL, the Leadership Society, for those cords. So if you have more questions about that, we'll be glad to answer that right in the records office too, to check your records. The time of pickup for caps and gowns, 9 to noon on Monday, May 2nd, and from 1 to 3 on May 3rd, on Tuesday, May 3rd. And then if you cannot pick it up during that time, they will be available in the records office on Wednesday and Thursday. And, you know, if all of those times are inconvenient or you're not on campus or maybe you're on internship, the caps and gowns will be obviously available at the rec center where you will be preparing for the processional. The ceremony usually lasts about an hour. This year, with all of the things back into the ceremony that we normally have, including the orchestra, the NIAC singers, military color guard, two addresses, and so forth, it might be just slightly over an hour. It might be between an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. We do not charge for our caps and gowns. That is provided by NIAC. Any other questions? Hope I've answered everything on the chat. Okay, if not, and you remember something a little bit later, please stop by my office or Michelle's office or records office, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you have. And again, congratulations to you all. We're really proud of all of you, and just look forward to May 6th. It's such a fun time on campus when we have our commencement ceremonies. So take care, and we'll see you on May 6th.